first up. After a lot of speculation this week, today the LNP ousted Susan Lee as their leader after only 9 months of being appointed. Angus Taylor was elected as the party's leader, with Jane Hume surprisingly becoming his deputy. After the caucus meeting, Susan Lee announced she would quit politics, launching a by-election in the seat of Farah. The Way's Eduardo Jordan asked political reporter from CRN, Noah Seckham, how this spill evolved so quickly.
The Liberal Party has been in some interesting positions, and we've kind of had an expectation that Susan Lee's leadership was always going to be quite difficult, and the pessimists in the public were pretty sure it was going to be quite short as well. And so when she got the leadership in May, there was a feeling that she wouldn't really last to the next election. There wasn't a guarantee that she wouldn't last to even her first budget in reply. So after the Bondi terror attack, we did actually see Susan Lee in probably her best form, got the best support from within her coalition parties to be the leader, but then coming back to politics in February this year, she kind of lost her footing when the coalition split for the second time under her leadership and the second time since the election, and never really fully recovered from that. And then this week it's all come to a head slowly, day by day, which has been a bit agonising for some of us, I'll be honest. But we've finally seen Angus Taylor resign on Wednesday evening, and then a bunch of other colleagues of his resigning on Thursday, and he formally put his name forward for the leadership yesterday, to then today go to the vote, where here we are, Angus Taylor is leader.
So, as you mentioned, the new opposition leader is Angus Taylor. What do we know about him so far?
Well, Angus Taylor's been around for a little while in federal politics. Under the Morrison government, he was the energy minister, so he's had time in cabinet positions, and so he's not exactly the most random selection to be in this position. Over the course of his time as an actual minister, he did run into a few controversies. The most entertaining and easy to digest one is when he accidentally replied to his own social media post as himself, saying, "Fantastic, great move, well done, Angus." That was quickly brushed off as a staffing incident. He also came under quite a lot of scrutiny as Shadow Treasurer when, about this time last year, when we were heading into that budget before the election, he immediately said that the coalition would not support Labor government's cuts to income taxes.
Now, the new deputy leader is surprisingly Senator for Victoria, Jane Hume. What do we know about her and why this is kind of unusual?
So, yeah, it is a bit strange for a senator to be the deputy leader of the Liberal Party, or really any major party. This has only happened, to my understanding, once before in the mid-80s. So it doesn't really have a history of being a successful arrangement, so to speak. That isn't to say that Jane Hume isn't qualified to do this. As I said before, she was the shadow finance minister under Peter Dutton, and she was quite a vocal member of the shadow cabinet, as it is in the last few months. She was actually removed from the ministry entirely, the shadow ministry, under Susan Lee, and just sat on the backbench. But it meant that she became quite a public figure. She was pretty keen to speak out against the government and her own party when things weren't doing great. However, she did face a few criticisms during the election campaign, similar to Angus Taylor, where she made some comments that really seemed to alienate the Chinese-Australian community during the election campaign.
Now, coming back to Angus Taylor, what are some of the policies he will push to win more Liberal votes for the next election?
Well, he was quite blunt in his assessment of things. He said, "We have to change or die." And unsurprisingly, he said, "I choose change." He's keen on immigration changes. He's talking about people who hate Australia, that they can't be let in, obviously referring to the Bondi terror attack in that space as well. He's also said this broad idea of saying that Australians are less free at the moment. He says that mostly in an economic sense. So he's mentioned he wants home ownership to be a priority, lower taxes.
Political reporter from CRN, Noah Seckham, speaking with The Way's Eduardo Jordan.